I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for a structure the writer George Orwell called one of the most hideous buildings in the world. Orwell might have been a bit unfair. That's because he never actually saw the finished product. It's been under construction for more than 100 years and still is to this day. The building we'd like you to name soars above the city of Barcelona. In a way, it seems to reach for heaven itself, and that's probably the point. The building is a church. Need more help? Well, the Catholic Church is the unfinished passion of Barcelona's most famous or infamous architect, Antoni Gaudí. People call him God's architect. He worked furiously on the building, altering plans, adding additions, and figuring out the most minute of details for decades. So what's the name of Gaudí's famous church? We'll give the answer in a few minutes. In our GeoQuiz, we asked you for the unfinished masterpiece of architect Antoni Gaudí. It's one that George Orwell hated. Still, many others in the city of Barcelona have sworn to complete it, and they seem to be making good on that promise. The architects in charge of the task have just released an animated video showing the final stages of construction for the Sagrada Familia. And the Sagrada Familia, or the Church of the Holy Family, is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Now, I've never visited the Sagrada Familia, don't even know Barcelona, but the world's Bradley Campbell has been there. And tell us what the video shows, Bradley. How different might this church look from what I've seen in pictures in the present state?
You know, basically, we're seeing Gaudí's unfinished dream, or at least what the architects now in charge of the project believe is the best representation of that dream. Most plans for the building were destroyed during the Spanish Civil War at the end of the 1930s, so they're basing this completion off Gaudí's drawings and sketches of the place.
So it's this just already a gigantic, massive dedication to God, this church, and it looks like it's going to be twice the size of what it already is when it's completed in 2026. I mean, I can imagine if you're like 100 miles from Barcelona, you'd be able to see it.
Oh, for sure, for sure. It just really blows you away. I mean, much of it has to do with the surrounding structures. They're kind of short, so they make the building look much larger in comparison. But it seems like at all hours of the day, people are just standing outside just trying to get inside the church. There's this line that just snakes around the block. And, you know, the more you just think about this, the more you realize, like, man, they've been building this church for more than a century.
It's crazy. I mean, the scaffolding has been there the whole time.
Yeah. It seems like since the start, it's always been trying to just get up to go higher and higher and higher to just kind of reach heaven. And what's crazier still is then when you get inside, it feels like you've entered this Catholic dreamscape. You walk under what feels like a forested canopy of heaven. You know, it's just this real spiritual place for sure. And it kind of reaches out to everyone's spirit, not just a particular religion.
Right. So the spirituality that's kind of created by this architecture has actually made some people convert to Catholicism, I've heard.
Yeah. I mean, I could see why. You know, when I first looked up at the building, the first words that came out of my mouth were, Jesus Christ. Now, joking aside, of course, one fascinating part of the building, it has nothing to do with the showy nature of the church itself, but really Gaudí's workspace. It's this little tiny hermetic basement. It was like this little cave where he had the power to basically construct the heavens right over his head.
So the architects are supposed to complete this, as I said, in 2026. I mean, will they actually get it done then?
You know, it's going to be interesting to see if they're going to be able to meet that deadline. You know, the church looked totally unfinished just a year or so ago when I visited. And then judging from the animation video, the hardest part is still to come. They need to complete the largest tower. It's known as the Christ Tower, and it's some 500 feet high. And then when the final piece is finally put in place, the Sagrada Familia, it should become the tallest church in the world.
And maybe then Antoni Gaudí can finally rest in peace. The world's Bradley Campbell, thanks for helping us with today's GeoQuiz.
Hey, you bet.
You have to see the video animation of the planned construction at La Sagrada Familia. It's crazy. 13 years of new towers and details going up one after the other. And like the whole history of the structure, it never seems to stop growing. Check it out at PRI.org. News headlines are coming up next. You're listening to The World on PRI, Public Radio International.